try every body before she finally got to that point where she finally found the
It might be a monologue this time. Sometimes it is just a monologue, you know, but we just keep it moving, we keep it going, because I'm a team player.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. The Lord has given us the marvelous opportunity to gather together again today in praise of His holy name.
Amen, Brother McIntyre.
But today, yes, friends, today, I have a very special service prepared for the people of this congregation. Last night, one of our recent visitors came to me and laid his heart out upon the floor. He told me of his sinful past and asked me to guide him to the Lord's forgiveness. How could I refuse?
Praise the Lord!
I asked him to come early to service this morning so we could prepare for his cleanse. Michael, do you wish to repent in the name of the Lord? Oh, how could I forget? I ask again, Michael, are you ready to repent in the name of the Lord God? Do you regret your sinful life and lay yourself before the Lord?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking.
Wait, how did I get into the church? What did you do to me?
You came to me yesterday confessing the sins of your past. Now I'll ask you again. Do you repent?
You drugged me. That's the only way I could wind up here. I might have been sinful in my past,
but... You heard it from his own lips, my brethren. He openly owns his sins and wants to ask forgiveness from the Lord. However, I cannot give him the forgiveness he is asking, but I can give him the means to ask for it himself.
What are you saying?
The Lord has given me the means to grant Michael here an audience with the Lord Almighty.
No.
The Bible says, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." It is not my place to pass judgment on your sinful past, but it is by the will of the Lord that I send you to your judgment.
No.
Everyone's gone to rapture. A production of the Powers Film House. Coming soon.